This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special to commemorate Women's History Month. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Ken and I are standing on the corner of Green Street and Washington Place at what is now a New York University building. This is the site of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, in which on March 25, 1911, 146 sweatshop workers, mostly young immigrant women, lost their lives. Ken, there's only a small plaque on the side of the building to commemorate this tragedy, which 91 years ago awakened the nation to the need for protective legislation and unions to eradicate sweatshops.
Mimi, on similar buildings all over the city, there is no way to know that on the inside there are sweatshops in which today's immigrants toil under conditions not very different from the Triangle workers. And I wonder, is there any lasting commemoration at the site of the fire in the Hamlet, North Carolina poultry processing plant, which in 1991, 25 workers died, or on the site of the Chowdhury knitwear factory in Bangladesh, where on November 25, 2000, 51 workers died?
A few years ago, a young woman of African descent, Sophia Henderson Holmes, stood at this same intersection, Ken, that you and I are at now, and pondered the plight of the Triangle workers. Sophia is gone now. She died of cancer. But she left this poem about the Triangle tragedy to help us remember and to fight on. She talks first about the conditions of the workers at the Triangle factory.
Shirtwaist factory room, 1911. Crowded, hard, fast, too fast. Closed windows, locked doors. Smell of piss, of sweat, of wishes being cut to bits. Needle stabs, electric shocks, miscarriages over silk. Fading paisley, fading magenta. Falling in love will get you fired. Forever old, never fast enough. Buying flowers is wasteful, so hurry, hurry, grind your teeth and soul. $6 a week sent to grandfather, $4 a week sent to Aunt Ruth. Sleep over the machine and you're done for, way before you open your eyes, ma'am, madam, miss, Mrs. Mother, girlie. Hundreds of flowering green spring girls in rows, waiting with needles in hands for spring to show. The strike the year before. And they shouted, open the doors, unwire the windows, more air, more stairs, more quiet time, more fire escapes, and to the ground, damn you, and more toilets, more time to be sick, more time to be well, and remove the fear, and slow it down, for God's sake, slow it all down. It's spring, they shouted. Hundreds of flowering girls shouted, for spring to hurry, hurry, and enter their world. End. Triangle won a half day, but the doors remained locked, windows remained wired, no extra air, no extra quiet time or sick time. The fear stayed, nothing slowed, and God watched. Hundreds of flowering girls twirl, hundreds of flowering girls willow and twirl.
Mimi, 2 years ago in Bangladesh, 51 sweatshop workers, 10 of whom were children, lost their lives trying to escape from a burning garment factory. Like the workers at Triangle and Hamlet, these workers were trapped inside by a locked gate, and their deaths have also given fuel to the movement to abolish sweatshops, this time worldwide. We talked with Barbara Briggs from the National Labor Committee, which fights for sweatshop workers around the globe.
On March 25, 1911, 146 women died in the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. Because the factory doors were closed to prevent them from leaving during the forced overtime, they jumped to their deaths, or they were trapped inside, asphyxiated, and burned to death. Something that a lot of people don't know is that 400,000 people marched during the main funeral procession to express their grief and their anger, and what they said was, "Never again." That was really the beginning of our modern U.S. labor law. It was the beginning of the abolition of child labor and the factory safety and health regulations that we have now. But almost 90 years later, on November 25th, in the year 2000 in a five-story factory in Bangladesh called Chowdhury Knitwear, there was another fire. Again, the women and girls were working forced overtime. These women worked 12 to 14-hour days, 7 days a week. They normally worked from 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. It was about 6:30 at night. The fire broke out. It started to get smoky, but they calmly proceeded down the stairs until they reached the locked gate. Then they started to push. Then the fire burst through the walls. It went dark. The electricity went out. It was filled with smoke. The women panicked. Most of them were crushed to death. Many of them were asphyxiated. And again, many of them jumped. And some of them were impaled on the fence down below. 54 women and girls were killed. 10 of them were children between the ages of 10 and 14. And we ask ourselves, where is the protest? In this, the country that buys the garments that these women and girls made, who will mourn for them and who will protest and who is going to say never again? We have the beginnings of an anti-sweatshop movement in this country, and it's grown in a really exciting way. We see students on over 300 university campuses that are beginning to demand that their university garments be made under conditions that protect fundamental human and workers' rights in the factories, no matter where they are in the world. We see church parishes, union locals, and everyday people saying, I don't want to buy clothing or other products that are made in sweatshops or made by child labor. The women in Bangladesh have actually communicated with us directly and asked us for help. They're saying, don't take our jobs away. We need these jobs. Our country needs investment. Please ask the U.S. companies to assure that our bosses are giving us safe factory conditions and that we get one day off a week to rest and to take care of our families and our households. So it seems to us that together, we in the country that is buying the products that these women make are in a very special position to demand of our U.S. corporations, don't cut and run, stay, improve conditions, pay a living wage, assure that there's not another Triangle Shirtwaist fire, not another Chowdhury Knitwear fire to kill the very workers who are making the products that we buy. The best thing that we can do to honor the young women and remember the young women who died in the Triangle Shirtwaist fire is to dedicate ourselves to helping their sisters here in Bangladesh, in China, in El Salvador. Insist that our U.S. corporations, Walmarts, the Kmarts, all the U.S. companies that make the products that we buy, respect workers' rights wherever they're producing the products. We have to start to press for enforceable worker rights protections. We can do this here in the United States, and it's exciting. It's something that's on the move and growing. We hope that many, many people will be joining us in the coming year.
Sophia Henderson Holmes' poem about the Triangle Fire might as well be speaking about Chowdhury, might as well be speaking about Hamlet and the disasters, the fires, and the deaths of so many.
March 25th, smoke, smoke, stopping the machines. Run to wired windows, run to locked doors, run to the one and only fire escape. Everyone, run to the air. Hundreds of flowering girls, fire. Catching bouquets of girls in a corner, tall, long-stemmed lilies on fire in a corner, from bloom to ashes in a corner, smell them in the rain, hundreds of tulip girls. On a window ledge, pliés for life, on a window ledge, lovely ribboned young ladies on their tiptoes, twirling, twirling, an arabesque for life, hundreds of flowering girls, smell them in the rain, hundreds of jasmine girls. The ladders were too short. The hoses were too short. The men holding the nets were not gods, only men, who never caught or trained to catch falling bodies or falling stars or hundreds of flowering girls, hundreds of carnation bud girls. And the girls were not angels, but girls jumping, not goddesses flying or hovering. They smashed. They broke into large pieces. Smell them in the rain. And the sidewalks opened in shame to meet the flowering girls. The sidewalks opened in such horrible shame to cradle the remains of violets, and the gutters bled for hours, choking on bones, shoes, buttons, ribbons, holy sewing needles. The gutters bled for hours, all the colors of spring, the cool magenta of delicate spring.
You've been listening to poet Sophia Henderson Holmes and activist Barbara Briggs reflect on the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire and other sweatshop tragedies in order to help us remember so we can act to abolish sweated labor here and around the globe. This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special for Women's History Month.
Hey, we got